Welcome back to Tejano Gold Countdown. I'm your host, Rudy Trevino, and I sincerely want to thank you for helping to celebrate 27 years of counting the best Tejano and regional Mexican music in the USA. Now, let's see which top songs made the top three in the countdown.
Dicen que el amor es como una flechita que se mete al alma que da cosquillitas. Dicen que el amor es como una flechita que se mete al alma que da cosquillitas. Y yo quisiera ser como esa flechita a meterme al alma de las muñequitas. Y yo quisiera ser como esa flechita a meterme al alma de las muñequitas.
Racito de Nuevo León, ¿vale? Dale mi Jessy. Dale Martín.
Y yo conocí a Poncho y se casó con Pancha, y todo por culpa de esa flechita. Y yo conocí a Poncho y se casó con Pancha, y todo por culpa de esa flechita. Y ahora Pancha está muy tremenda Pancha, y todo por culpa de esa flechita. Y ahora Pancha está muy tremenda Pancha, y todo por culpa de esa flechita.
Tejano Gold Countdown number 3 of the week, La Flechita by Secreto, who, by the way, will be playing live in Mexico for the first time at La Arena Monterrey, that has a capacity crowd for more than 17,599 seated people. That's going to be amazing. Regresamos con nuestro cuarto invitado especial, Bobby Pulido. So I've got to ask you, do you feel that by expanding your music beyond your borders, that you may have lost your identity as a Tejano artist? I'm sure you've been asked that question many times before.
I will always represent a Tejano artist. That's who I am. But just because I am a Tejano artist, I don't want to pigeonhole myself and only cater to Tejano people. I think I'm an ambassador. And what I do is I represent my genre and I take it to other countries. And if later on somebody else is coming down the chute, well, that's going to help them because they're already going to be familiar with the genre to a certain degree. So absolutely, I've never shun that. Even in Texas, there are regions. San Antonio has a sound, right? I'm a fronterizo. I'm on the border. We're closer to Mexico. You go to the valley and you go to a convenience store, chances are they're gonna talk to you in Spanish. So we are a lot more aligned with Mexico than, say, San Antonio. So it influences in the music naturally.
You know, it's a fact that Tejano music is not as popular as it was once before, but do you think that Tejano artists should expand the market to, say, other genres?
I think San Antonio has been very progressive musically, and I think that that's why it's been hard to get into Mexico. It's just not a fit. And there are many artists, not many, but there are artists that are Mexican artists, like Fito Olivares, like Ramon Ayala, that Tejanos left because they kind of found that niche that they could go both. And that's always been my dream. That's what I've been doing, is I want to be one of those that's accepted on both genres. And it's very difficult when you're producing something because you got to think about both crowds. You know, when you're going to sell something, you have to think, oh, who's going to buy it? Who am I selling it to? And that's what I'm in the studio. That's number one. That's my number one thing, is who do I visualize liking this music? And so I have to keep it in that delicate balance, right, that is required.
We appreciate your advice, Bobby, and we consider it important coming from an artist like you. Now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 2. Si mañana no me ves, y tengo que asimilar que por este corazón ya no tienes interés, nunca fui tu prioridad, ni tu centro de atención. No estoy dentro de tu corazón.
Tejano Gold Countdown, song number 2 of the week, Si Mañana No Me Ves by Ed Couch Elsa, new artist Anika. She climbed at number 2 this week with this amazing song produced by Shelly Lares.
Tejano Gold Retro Shot.
We're going to go back now to the late 70s for a Tejano band that was short-lived, that was made up of most of the band members of another Tejano group that hit it big in the early 70s. In fact, this song, este tema, suena igual que la producción original de los 70s, except for one big difference. Do you know what made this version totally different, yet remained the same? It's your Tejano Gold, Anheuser-Busch, Retro Shot de la Semana. Bringing back some memories. Regresándonos al año 1978 con el tema Entre Suspiro y Suspiro, first produced by a Tejano group back in the early 70s. That group was Los Únicos. Later that decade, after Los Únicos disbanded, three members of the original group started their own band and produced this song that sounded exactly like the original, with one big difference: the vocalist, who went on to become La Reina de la Onda Tejana, Laura Canales. Now, what's interesting here is that between 1973 and 1975, Laura performed with Los Únicos and also took female vocal slots with one of the top Tejano bands of the 1970s, El Conjunto Bernal. It's your Tejano Gold, Anheuser-Busch, Retro Shot de la Semana. Today, it's been a pleasure to have 4 of the 5 nominees for the Best Tejano Album for the Latin Grammy Awards: Isabel Marie, Destiny Navaira, Grupo Alamo, and Bobby Pulido. Congratulations to everyone, and we wish them all the very best of luck.
Muchas gracias. Estoy muy orgullosa también y me siento muy contenta que estoy continuando el legado de mi tío Emilio, de mi papá Raulito Navaira, con mi hermano Rigo Navaira a mi lado. Muchas gracias a todos ustedes. Los amo y los quiero mucho.
Thanks, Rudy. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Thank you so much for having us.
Finalmente, llegamos a la canción tejana más importante de la semana, the most important song of the week in the USA, México, del género tejano. The number one song is Si Me Duele Que Duela by Grupo Intocable. It's the number one song on radio stations all across the USA en el género tejano on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Porque ya me quedó muy claro que nuestro amor ha terminado y no intentaré detenerte. Ya sé, te notaba en los ojos.
Countdown, si me duele, que duela, by el sensacional grupo de Zapata, Texas, Intocable. Song number one this week on the national charts, the Tejano Gold Countdown. And you've been listening to the top 20 Tejano songs of the week on Tejano Gold Countdown. I'm your host, Rudy Treviño, inviting you to join me next week as we count down the best songs based on data from reporting stations like BNET, Fierro, and iHeartRadio stations. Analytics from Tejano Gold Countdown and internet radio stations around the world. Feel free to visit us online at TejanoGoldCountdown.com to listen to the show 24/7 anytime you want. But until next week, stay safe, stay healthy, stay Tejano.
Truth or dare? For those who drink Estrella Jalisco, the answer is simple. Nothing is more daring than a life of truth. So dare and vive tu Estrella. Bright, flavorful, endlessly refreshing. Estrella Jalisco. Enjoy responsibly. Estrella Jalisco, St. Louis, Missouri.
Productions presents Nonstop Mike, the Halloween for Hutto Music, with the remake of the Little Bay Labor Day Music Festival and Halloween Bash at the Rockport Harbor Festival Grounds on Saturday, October 29th, featuring Ricky Naranjo and Los Gamblers. Get the guys letting you know the music, Alex. Graham Herrera. Also performing, Jorge Moreno with special guest host Gabriela Martinez and a $300 spectacular costume contest. Gates open at 4 p.m. Tickets available online at eventmania.com and La Tequila Jalisco Restaurant in Rockport. And tickets previously purchased will be honored for the new date. Saturday, October 29th, Rockport Harbor Festival Grounds, 1500 East Laurel Street in Rockport. Brought to you by Budweiser, Thomas J. Hendricks, ATV, Jeremy Shaw, and La Tequila Jalisco Restaurant in Rockport. For more information, call 975-1923. So Quarter Moon Productions, with a star, meet the moon.
We're talking with Jim Luna from Quarter Moon Productions. You got a pretty big event coming up, brother. Tell me about it.
You know, we're calling it the remake, Rudy, because our fire's inclement weather kept us from putting on the show our fifth annual Labor Day. So all we did was move it to Saturday, October 29th. And the tickets are still good. We've kept, a lot of people kept their tickets, and we're going to honor those tickets. And then we have new tickets available as well. Everything is through Event Mania or my phone number, 979-665-1923.
That number again, Jim?
979-665-1923.